Thomas Massie, $100 billion in Ukraine aid is $200 million for each U.S. congressional district. By Hannah Blow on December 28, 2022. The amount of money the U.S. has given to Ukraine could be translated as $200 million for each congressional district in the U.S., Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, observed ahead of Congress ultimately passing the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill, which gives billions in taxpayer dollars to Ukraine. $100 billion to Ukraine. Let's put that in perspective. That's more than $200 million this year from each congressional district, Massie explained. What could your congressman have done for your district with $200 million? How long will the kids in your district be paying interest on this debt? He asked. Massey's observation came ahead of both chambers of Congress passing the massive $1.7 trillion spending bill, which awards another $45 billion to Ukraine. That comes in addition to the $66 billion that U.S. taxpayers have already given to the country over the last year. As Breitbart News reported, the amount would exceed by tens of billions the estimated average the U.S. spent per year on a full-scale war in Afghanistan, which had more than 100,000 U.S. troops deployed to the country at one point. The Biden administration has pledged to support Ukraine for as long as it takes. The $45 billion in the omnibus spending bill is actually higher than the $37 billion requested by the Biden administration for Ukraine aid. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, has deemed aid to Ukraine a number one priority to Republicans. Providing assistance for Ukrainians to defeat the Russians is the number one priority for the United States right now, according to most Republicans. That's sort of how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment, he explained during a press conference. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, however, has blasted the measure as a monstrosity that is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body. Notably, the $1.7 trillion omnibus also establishes a Ukrainian Independence Park in Washington, D.C.